Hey guys, welcome to the Vampire Diaries after show here at AfterBuzz TV. It's season 8, episode 6, Detoured on some random backwoods path to hell. That was a long one. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yeah.
We're all bad boys like Damon now.
No one wants to be like Damon anymore. Wow.
Whoa. Just everyone just gonna drop him at the first sign of a struggle? What happened to real relationships, guys? Like, listen, you have ups and downs. Till death do us part. Through the good times and bad.
Listen, I'm in that relationship with Stefan.
Okay? Yes, we know, Katie. Alright. Hello, everyone. I'm Tiana Hobson, your host. I'm happy to be back. It's been a long time since I've been sitting in this chair. Joining me, as always, Katie Campbell.
Hello, guys. You can find me on Twitter at KatieEE Campbell. That's Katie with 3 E's Campbell.
Samantha Davidson.
Hey, guys. You can find me, Sam Davidson, at SamD43, Twitter and Instagram. And I am in the live chat, as I know a lot of you are, so keep on chatting.
And Miss Jordana Morphin.
Hey, guys. You can find me on Twitter and on Instagram at Jordana_Morphin.
Awesome. I'm so happy to be here, guys. I'm way happier to see your faces than I was about this episode, though.
It's true. But you know how I feel? Every episode, I'm savoring it. I feel like I'm at the beginning of a vacation. Do you guys ever go on the beginning of vacation? You're like, it's going to be so sad on the last day, and you're already anticipating it because you're sad.
Yeah.
I feel like that right now, especially after this episode.
Yeah, and I'm just trying to keep my mind in a positive space because I know that the end is coming, and I know that everything is happening for a reason, and just because I don't see why right now and it's making me angry, that I trust that Julie will guide us to the path of righteousness for her name's sake and just make sure that we are happy with how this all wraps up.
I just hope it turns around sooner rather than later, you know?
Like the last episode.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like they have to have something else for us because right now I just see it going down a specific path and I need more surprises or something that I'm not expecting because I just really don't know how I feel about the trade. I know we'll get into that later, I don't really like it.
Yeah, we have 10 episodes left.
Yeah. What are the people in the chat saying how they feel about this?
Well, first and foremost, everyone's commenting on your hair, Katie. They said you went all Elena on them. And they're not sure if they like it.
Oh! So she walked in here thinking she was all cute and stuff because she didn't straighten up. She was like, look at me. And now it's like, ooh, you pulling on Elena.
Listen, honestly, though, I miss Elena kind of because I feel like we need her back.
Yeah, we do.
So that's what I'm doing here.
But everyone, a lot of people also love it. But everyone else is saying that they laughed when Damon died. And that they're ready to turn all American Horror Story on this show and take the Salvatore brothers out. I don't know what that means exactly. I watch American Horror Story. But I think maybe just a lot of murder, I guess.
Okay.
Wait, just kill the Salvatore brothers?
I think it's like the whole thing with Enzo, too, you know? That was pretty gross.
Scary. Yeah, they are going there. They're going there.
They're going big.
What, him throwing up? Is that what you're saying?
The torture. Her dissecting him while he was laying on a table, taking out his organs and stuff.
Okay,
there's one other thing from the chat I really want to mention that I'm very confused about. A bunch of people have mentioned, can't wait to see Catherine. Like, what verification did you guys get that we didn't get? Because why are we going to see Catherine?
There's been some speculation about
Speculated, but why now? Everyone's like, yeah, Catherine.
Maybe because this whole Cade and him taking the souls into wherever they went, Catherine obviously went there, and maybe we're going to dive deeper into that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm guessing that's it. Yeah, I think, but I thought if I would have read these before I saw the show, I would have thought, oh my gosh, like we saw her in scenes from next week.
But got it.
We didn't.
All right. So before we get into tonight's episode, Sam, please let the fans know what we have. A great prize that we're offering for you guys. And we want to make sure everyone gets the chance to enter.
Yes, guys. As we said last week, we have this certified autograph of Michael Trevino, a.k.a. Tyler, and we are going to be sending it. Yes.
R.I.P.
But, you know, maybe he'll be in hell with Catherine, so I don't know. But R.I.P. for now, we want you guys, if you want this, so basically all you have to do is write a review for us on iTunes. Give us 5 stars because you love us. Write us what you loved about the entire series as a whole, us in, you know, as the after show, and then take a screenshot of it and tweet it to us, all of us, and that way we'll see that you're following us, which is also one of the requirements. So write a review, screenshot it, tweet it, follow us. And some people have done that so far, and we're super excited and love your reviews and appreciate it. So let's see. We have a review by Clearly True that is Great Recap by Fans. Best TBD recap show. YouTube watcher, JD, and always enjoy their take on it. Being a guy and without a girl at the moment, LOL. Being a guilty pleasure. Nice, there's a place to view people also enjoying it. For a while, I avoided the show, but surprised it had everything a longtime geek has. Fantasy, continuity, magical races, and does feature vampires being vampires. While the originals might be a little bit better, it's nice seeing the show to the end so far better than last season, and with a great after show to go with it. Here's hoping Sybil survives this show and we get potential history with originals and them interacting now.
Oh,
thank you so much.
Thank you. That was a
very nice and we have one more, short and sweet, by Theo T. Love this show. Glad this after show makes me feel like I'm best friends with all of the hosts. Katie, Tiana, and Roxy, wish she was a regular, are my faves. Glad to see people as obsessed and passionate about TVD as I am. You know an after show is good when you watch it as religiously as the TV show itself. Well, aww. I know we're not a favorite, you know, me and Jordana, but we appreciate your kind words, guys. Thank
you. Yes, thank you, guys. And make sure you guys go on iTunes and leave us reviews, because this is an awesome treat. And I can't promise that it will make it to you, because I might steal it. No, I wouldn't do that to you guys. I promise.
It's been next to my bed for a long time now, so, you know, it'll be a treat for me to give it to you.
That could have been so dirty. Anyways. So, tonight's episode, we learn a lot more about Celine and Sybil and their plans, and wait a second. Celine is, because these names are so close together.
It's
hard. Celine. So there's a lot of animosity because Sybil is mad at Celine for a lot of reasons, and most recently because she escaped from the armory back in 1883 and never came back for her, which kind of reminded me of a Damon and Enzo situation, too.
Ooh.
Did you?
I didn't get that, but that's
a really good point.
It's kind of like the same thing. So she's holding on to all this resentment. So Celine has the twins and wants to, like, summon Cage, who's the devil, and offer these two sweet, innocent little girls to him.
But it's crazy because she just said that they weren't ready. Like, another 10 years she was going to offer them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's insane. So what was she planning on doing? Just, like, being on the run with them for 10 years?
Well, I think she wanted to be a nanny for longer, but I don't think that, you know, they're going to need a nanny for the kids.
And I think she wanted reassurance from Cade, you know, like, okay, if, you know, I do give these girls to you, will you, you know, let me go.
Yeah.
So I think she just wanted that reassurance as well from him.
Right, but she was going to wait until they were, like, teenagers.
Yeah, but she was showing them, like, she was bringing them to Cade now.
Basically what happened was Sybil escaping and Sybil, you know, basically telling them the story of who, that she has a sister and all that stuff. It expedited Celine's plans faster than she was planning to have to do things. Like, she wanted to be their nanny for longer. Mm-hmm. She didn't plan on kidnapping them, which is why her plan sucked.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
She didn't have a clear plan, and so in this one moment, I was like, yeah, Damon, way to step up and come up with a plan. But then I was also thinking, I hope his plan is actually to, like, save these twins and not let them actually die.
Do you think it was, or do you think he just was more...
Well, on that note, I have a question for you guys. I, do you think at all, maybe I'm being naive, that Sybil, deep down, is trying to help save these young girls and she might see herself in them and doesn't, like, want these girls to have to go through that.
Yeah,
and she is deep down trying to help them.
I can definitely see that.
Well, I think that her being annoyed with Celine over not coming back for her since, I think it was sometime in the 1800s, 1883, when Celine escaped, that's a long time. And, you know, Celine's excuse was, well, I kept trying to find people that were ready to, that, you know, we could offer Cade, and it kept hitting dead ends, and still, she could have gone back and saved Sybil.
Mm-hmm. It's a long time.
Yeah.
How long was she stuck for? Like, over 200 years or so?
Yeah, since 18... Oh, I forgot how
probably
long.
Probably before vault. That.
But she was in there alone without Celine since 1883. And, she didn't even attempt to
free her. I would be upset, too, with my sister if she left me stranded in a vault. Like,
What has she been doing? Yeah. Like, oh, I've been trying to find people. But where have you been, really?
But then the other side to that is, if she had gone back there, if they captured her once, now she's an army of one person, they could easily get her trapped again. Mm-hmm. So I get what she's saying, that she was trying to come with a solution. Because, like, don't just come and be like, oh, no, that's not going to work. Come up with a solution as well. And so she's saying, I was trying to find the perfect two people to swap out, so that not only could I take you away from the armory, but I could also get you out of this deal with the devil that I got you in the first place.
Yeah.
She's kind of pulling a Stefan and just trying to, like, control the whole situation and make sure everything was cleaned up nicely with a nice little bow on top for her when she finally got her out.
There's also a lot of talk in the chat right now about Alaric.
Oh, I wanted to say something really quick about that.
Yeah.
I was obsessed how the episode opened up with him, you know, calling her and threatening her. And it was the same thing from, like, Taken.
Taken.
And I thought it was so funny. But I just really enjoyed him, like, this episode, you know. He was stepping it up as a dad, and he was just, like, very angry and the way he was approaching everything.
Well, since we're on him, how do you feel about what he said to Caroline?
Are we on him, really?
Well, I mean, we're just going to talk about it. We can go back to Sybil.
No, it's not what I meant. But we can move on. I'm sorry, you guys. This Tyler photo is just causing me to have dirty thoughts. Anyways, here's what I think about him. First of all, he definitely tapped into his original, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Remember when he was an original? And... Yeah. People in the chat are saying interesting things, like, finally, he's a good father. Andreas Kizzo, for once, Alaric was a good father. Ouch.
Well, his kids' lives were at stake, so he just, you know, he had to step it up.
But I also think this situation just kind of made him realize more that since this happened to the girls, like, he's like, wow, I really do need to get them out of here. Like, you know?
My one problem with him, though, is... Unless I missed it, no one ever specifically said that the way that they found the girls was because of the vampires. The girls are magical anyways. So I think, in my head, I'm thinking that Celine tracked them by their magic. So anywhere he takes those girls, they are in danger and they can be tracked because they have these magical powers and entities inside of them. So it's not necessarily the vampires are bad and this is why bad things are happening to them. No, they are a product of... You know,
right? They have some magic.
Yeah, they have magic in them. So problems are going to follow them, just like all the other mystical creatures that we have been introduced to in this world. So I get that he's a father and he's upset and he's angry. And I just felt like what he said to Caroline was a little out of line, just because she has done so much for that family and she was a part of that family. But then at the end of the day, it's kind of true.
Well, like, bloodline speaking, they are not her kids, but they are.
She raised them,
and he was speaking out of anger, but I completely agree with you. I was thinking the same thing. I was like, well, it's not necessarily the vampires that they're going to be in danger. They're going to be in danger for seven other reasons if this show went on, or if Gemini Coven becomes a thing, the Geminis, you know?
Yeah,
it becomes a show.
Yeah, without the Geminis.
Well, I'm just glad someone finally brought it up, because I think Jordana and I were talking about it the last episode we were here. Just that Joe is never mentioned. Like, these are Joe's children, and the children are such a focus, and it's never talked about. So I'm glad that it at least was brought up, because I hate it when shows do that, you know? Like, we're with them for years, and then they expect us to just, like, forget something they told us a few years ago.
Right.
But, yeah, I don't know. I'm very conflicted about that whole thing. And seeing Stefan and him exchange those looks after Caroline dumped him was heartbreaking.
Mm-hmm.
He broke my heart a lot.
What was that even about? How could she take her ring off like that in a time of crisis?
That's awful.
Like, no, what are you doing? Like, I understand what she's saying. If Damon gets in the way of her kids, she can't help herself. Okay, we get it. But, like, why do you have to take the ring off and be like, we need to put this on hold? You're always going to have problems. You're vampires. Let's get through it together.
I feel like in her head might have been, you know, something like, hey, it's Damon, it's your brother, and you're always, like, backing up your brother.
That is true.
Taking off the ring, you know?
That is true. My problem wasn't so much with her taking off the ring. It was that Stefan was so okay to let her just put it back on. Because when you propose to someone, that is, like, the ultimate, like, commitment to each other. Like, we love each other. This ring is staying on my hand as my commitment to you. Mm-hmm. So for her to just take it off and be like, I can't do this for the next 24 hours. We need to be unengaged. And then for it to just be so easily resolved at the end of him being like, yeah, like,
also the way she just put takes it, back it on.
And just like puts it back yeah. on. I'd be like, no, you need my permission now mm-hmm. to put this back on. You need to talk to right. me and see if I want you, you to put it back on.
With yeah. that being said, they had 24 hours. So I know, I think
he
let it go.
He had a bit of a timeline on his life and everything and his free will or whatever.
It's like, pick your battles, but, you know.
But like, that to me is just like the most insulting thing. Like, first you take off the ring and give it back to me, and then you come back and just take it and like, okay, great, everything's fine. Mm-hmm. Even though I didn't want you to help me get my kids back at all, and you did everything to get them back for me, I'm just gonna put it back on now.
Is she gonna do this every time there's a crisis?
If every Damon's time
she
involved,
wants to kill Damon, she's yeah. gonna yeah. take it off, so it might be off okay. most of the time.
And okay. yeah, the great. Chat again is really hating Damon.
I feel like a lot of people are hating on Damon.
I mean, I'm with you guys.
I am too.
I mean, we've always seen him make the wrong decisions, but like, we've grown to love him so much over these seasons, but this season I just...
Enough
just
is enough.
Slap yeah. his face and be like, get it together.
But what this specifically are people mad at Damon about right now? Because if we look at what he did tonight, he saved Caroline's children and put himself up on the block to replace them, wow. which is kind of a sacrifice of his own, but it was for selfish reasons. But, like, what exactly did he do to Caroline and Alaric this episode?
I think the promise was him not going, like, okay, the promise is that he's not going to spend an eternity in hell because he's going to serve Cade. Well, if that little part was not in the contract, then do you think he would have still saved the kids somehow and then put himself up?
It was his idea to offer himself up.
Well, I think
and I'm not saying he did it for the kids. I'm saying that his actions tonight did not do anything specifically towards those kids.
But and it was selfish.
It was selfish. But at the end of the day, his selfish acts saved two innocent children.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think Sybil was kind of controlling his mind, like leading him to push him in that direction because she doesn't care about them. She okay. wants to...
Well, I just want to remind mm-hmm. you guys, as Cam Creative has said in caps like three times, he killed Tyler. Yes.
I mean, yes. Yeah. I was asking specifically tonight what he did to make people
I feel
angry.
Like tonight he wasn't
last
that
straw.
Bad.
Just the yeah. last straw. Yeah.
Okay.
I think we just all finally broke. I personally broke. Like, you're right. I don't even know exactly what he did tonight that was so bad, but I was pissed.
I just saw him tonight as the hero of the night because he already knows that he's either going to hell or he can serve Cade and not have mm-hmm. to go to hell, but just take all the other bad people to hell. So I'm just thinking like, hey, that was actually like a nice-ish thing that he did in this episode. I'm not forgiving him of all the other bad things that have been done this season. I was just mm-hmm. like focusing on tonight.
So was it his idea for Stefan to also be brought into it, or was it Sybil?
They needed
who...
two people. Yeah, I think it
was. But it was Damon's idea.
Yeah, Damon's idea okay. to get his brother involved, and then Stefan also knows. I mean, they're all vampires. They're all going to hell. Yeah.
Wasn't she like trying to get him to think that way though? When she was, you know, listening to the story, yeah. I think she was trying to put it in motion.
Yeah, I think she's been plotting it. Like mm-hmm. she has her own plan, but to write herself. You know, to write her new deal with Cade and exclude Celine. And that was the plan the whole time, maybe.
I mean, why was Celine thinking that she would just forgive her, especially after she's been angry with her this whole time?
I have no idea, but I absolutely loved it that Sybil did that to her.
And it's just so hard when you're seeing the two of them together, and we know that Sybil says Celine is, like, the worst of the two, but then you see their actions, and you're like... But Sybil, you're kind of a cold-hearted biatch. Mm-hmm. Like, Celine's over here trying to free you both and trying to make amends for her wrongdoings in the past and, like, save you guys. And then you're the one who goes and screws her out of the deal and it's like, I'm not even done, like, with you yet. It's gonna get
I think she's
fun.
Just really upset. Like, it's probably still, like, to her, it's like, you left me, you know? I mean, I agree 100%, yeah. but to her, she's probably like, my...
I just have a hard time in my mind... seeing which one's yeah. like the good
it's,
one.
It's hard to tell because when they were talking, you could kind of like, you know, Celine was just kind of like, well, I tried to get you out and mm-hmm. I did this because I want us to be free. And you kind of can see like, she could be like the good sister.
Yeah.
But then
how can Celine just get out of this deal without being like, Cade, look me in the eyes?
Well, because she's not realizing how pissed off her sister is. Mm-hmm. And Celine came to Cade and was like, I have these two girls. I want to offer them to you. Sybil said, I have two better options who are already ready to go right now. And that was the moment that the deal was never between Celine and Cade. And Celine, not realizing how pissed off her sister is, but just took for granted the fact that, like, oh, you're getting two, so I'll automatically be released.
Well, she should make sure, because she sees how pissed Sybil is and has been this whole time with her. She's got to watch out for herself.
Yeah, but I don't think she ever thought that Sybil would do this, because if Sybil's supposed to be the nice one of the two, then she's always going to think that, oh, well, Sybil, she'll get over
also,
it.
Also, Celine wasn't very smart this episode, you know. Her plan was just kind of, eh.
Because usually, you know, these people, they have a plan B and a plan C, and I don't think she had, she just had a plan A, and her face is always shocked when, like, it gets messed up.
Well, she's able to get out of all the situations. I mean, most of the time, Sybil did make the noise in the back seat, and then they were there, and the cops saw them, but, like, a lot of times all she has to do is, like, the siren sound, and then she can get out of things, which makes me think she should have went and freed Sybil and just sirened all the people guarding her 100 years ago.
Sorry, guys. Time out. Nicholas Kelly, you're my favorite. His comment in the live chat, it's the straw that broke the camel's back. He had it coming. He had it coming. He only had himself to blame. Matt, don't need ya. Bye, Felicia. Let it go, let it go. Kill that asshole. Thank you, Nicholas Kelly, because that was my favorite. And I automatically got it because I'm a Broadway geek, too.
That's one of my favorite shows of all time.
Yeah.
Katerina always had a plan A to plan Z.
So true.
Yes. Yeah. These are just bad.
And that's what, I feel like Sybil has everything, you know, together, and she's been planning, and has plan A to plan Z, but...
And she loves bacon.
Yeah, and I feel like Celine, the only thing that was in her mind was, get these girls to Cade. Like, that was the only thing she was ever thinking of.
Yeah. She just didn't have time.
When did Sybil make this deal?
Sybil made it,
like... when did she say, hey... keep her and going to hell, but let me out. Like, when did she really talk to Cade? Has she been talking to him before?
Maybe because she's a siren and, like, they can have those mind conversations instead of verbal one. Or it just happened when the camera wasn't rolling, so we didn't get to see it. Katie, I'm sorry.
Like, Cade, come over here.
Like, come on, knock on Cade's door. In his brain.
Wow, it's turned into a musical.
Yeah, it's just a musical episode. Speaking of Cade, though, what did you guys think of his... he's finally here, like, in the flesh. It's no longer flashbacks. I thought he was really sweet with the girls.
I thought so, too.
I like his smile.
What the heck?
He's got perfect teeth.
I love his smile.
Him physically is, like, I mean, I don't like him, but devil. I think he was, he came off as a sweet man.
I was a little scared, though. Like, he wasn't too scary this episode, but I feel like he's probably a scary person. Don't mess with the devil.
Yeah,
he doesn't look like a devil.
He's a handsome devil.
His niceness towards the girls was creepy to me. I was like, oh, he's going to, like, prepare them and eat them and, like, take him in and, scared me.
The devil, we deal with that on Supernatural as well. And, like, the thing about the devil, which is the Cade story, is that he was this nice guy before, but, you know, things went wrong, he became the devil, whatever, so he may have this little nice streak, but that's also scary and deceiving, and that's what I felt like we saw tonight.
Yes.
Or in this episode.
Yeah, it was nice to see him finally here. He came dressed for the occasion, you know, he's in his nice little suit. I love when bad guys always wear suits.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know what? I might be a bad person, but I'm going to look good while I do bad things.
Yeah. It's like a smart way to be.
Yeah,
if you're bad.
It's like you said, handsome devil.
Yes, handsome devil. He reminds me of, don't be offended, of Elijah.
Oh, I love Elijah.
I know. But, like, because he's, like, the bad boy, but Elijah's always in a suit. And so
Do you think he's always going to be in a suit every time we
see him? I think that we're never going to see blood on that suit because he's going to be very clean with...
So tidy.
Sam's like, you guys are crazy. Why are you talking about the devil like he's a person guy?
Wow. I'm usually, like, the biggest sucker, but I am looking at you guys, I mean, like, what's happening?
He scares me because he's so nice, but I was just shocked at, like, he got along great with these two little girls, and they were like, Celine says you're a good person. And I was like, why are we listening to that train wreck over there? But it just goes to show you, parents, be careful of who you pick as your nanny, because your kids believe everything that comes out of them. So you have to really trust that the person who you're leaving your children with is a safe person and that they're not, you know, brainwashing them.
Background check. Nobody background checked Celine.
Not well, at all.
But what would have been there, Siren? I mean, like, I'm sure they probably did, but it was clean because, you know.
She could siren her way to a clean background check.
Just how Stefan, or not Siren, compelled his way into high school to be with Elena.
Aww. This is true.
Happens.
Yeah. TBT.
So, I want to be a vampire.
Oh, one more. Okay, guys. Nicholas Kelly said, corrected us, and said it was actually a Kellal. That is the one that came up with the song, and he was just doing another verse, so we gotta give him some props. So, Kellal Kent, nope, we got you, boy, and thank you for the song.
Thank you for the song.
Yes, thank you.
So the last thing about Sybil and Celine. So Sybil, basically, she gets to stay immortal and have her powers. Her sister is now powerless. So does that make her a good person? Do we want her around now that she doesn't have the powers?
Is she still...
She's not a siren?
She's not a siren.
She's not a siren, so does she still have to be, like, with Cade? Is she attached to Cade still?
Well, is she going to turn like Catherine, too?
Yeah.
She's going to turn really old.
Mm-hmm. Really fast.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well,
I just thought of something really quick, but that just reminded me when they were driving and the little girl grabbed...
Yeah, the hand. That was freaky.
I'm, like, getting around with Sybil. And her hand just started turning into what she really siphoning. Is. Or, you know.
Wait, she was siphoning the magic.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because the magic is what keeps her young.
Yeah. So, the twins can just siphon. Well, there's no magic in her anymore.
But is she going to, like, turn all weird looking?
When you siphon magic, though. Hold. So, like, siphoning, can't you take magic out, but then can you put magic in somebody else? Or is it just a take?
No, I think you can pass it.
So, like, they could pass it to Celine.
I thought it was just taking that we've seen with Kai.
I just don't see... I'm just asking, do we think that Celine's still going to be in these twins' lives now that she's powerless and...
I think she's going to go.
Yeah.
I think they're just going to be around for a little bit longer. Sybil says she has a plan.
Plan for her.
Plan for her.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. So back over to Damon and Stefan quickly. Mm. So Damon convinces... Stefan, because Stefan's been going into Enzo's mind and whatnot, to come over because they have a deal. He can save the twins, but only he can come. And then he gets there, and Sybil has compelled all the people at this seedy motel to kill Stefan. And Stefan has to fight them all off, and eventually he has to kill.
It was so sad.
It was really sad.
I did not like that. Just it made my heart melt a little bit.
Damon was kind of making him, too. Damon could have
stepped
in.
Again, here's the thing, and I'm not just trying to, like, defend Damon, because I know he's done bad things. This is also something that Sybil started.
Mm-hmm.
Damon didn't know about, because we saw when Damon found out what she did. Mm-hmm. And then Damon went and was like, look, these are the cards that you've been dealt. You can either die or kill someone.
Why can't he step in?
Because I don't think it would have worked to get the deal made with Cade, because Sybil said Cade wants someone who's, like, got darkness
and has blood, like, blood on their hands.
Mm-hmm. So, but they needed Stefan to...
Exactly. Stefan has already had plenty of blood on his hands. He's not innocent.
But they, because he's, like, a new person now, he needed to tap, like, into reborn. That side of himself.
Is he becoming the Ripper by being a part of this deal?
I hope not, because I can't go through that again.
Well, I think they're bringing back the Ripper this season, so I'm just wondering, like, how it's going to be, how it's going to come
into. But if he's the Ripper who's taking out really bad people who aren't good in life and are going out,
Dexter, you know, Vampire.
Yeah, Dexter Vampire.
It's a different spin on Stefan Ripper.
Yeah, yep. It's a different spin, because he's taking out all the, like, rapists and murderers of the world and not, like, the Elenas.
He takes their heads off, right? That's what he does. That's what Ripper Stefan does.
Yeah, yep. But then he's going to give it to Cade to feed on. So she's like, yeah, that's the guy I want to take home to my mom.
Not Ripper Stefan, per se.
And then I was really sad because to Caroline and Stefan's accord. So now they have to get married in 24 hours, so that means we don't get a June wedding.
So they are going to get married. That's what you got from that, because I'm not sure that's what I got from that.
I think they won't get married. They're going to try, and then it'll end up being a June wedding at the end of the season or something like that.
I just feel bad for her at this point, because she's not going to have Stefan, and she's not going to have her girls anymore if Alaric decides to leave, because, you know, she says he should. Poor thing. She's, like, left with the two things that she loved the most if, you know, they're not going to be around.
Yeah.
It's a little sad.
It's a little sad.
I just hope it doesn't go that way.
Also, too, though, like, if this is the man you love, I know you want a June wedding, but, like, just marry him. You know?
But today, he's going to hell.
But this is kind of like one of those...
Or he's not going to hell, I guess is the point.
This is one of those Pirates of the Caribbean type love stories. Like Orlando Bloom, you know, Will, he's like, I'm dying, so I'm going to become the captain of the Dutchman, and I can step on land once every 10 years, and he still marries... Oh, sorry, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen the first three Pirates of the Caribbean movies. But, you know, it just reminded me of that, so I was a little confused. I was like, okay, they have 24 hours together, but does that mean he can never see her again after that? Will he have... Does he get days off? Is he able to go, like, back and forth? Are they still going to have this relationship?
Like, you're like, hey, what did you do yesterday? Oh, well, I just killed, like, 30 people.
Well, isn't he going to turn his humanity off or no? Just the way, you know, Enzo did before, the way they
That was because Sybil wanted
But do you think Cade would do that?
I think all Cade cares about is if he gets the evil.
He doesn't care how it happens. Okay. I don't think you have to switch off your humanity for him.
So he could be.
So it's be like, husband. I'm married to a murderer. It's like a new spinoff. It's like, hey, honey.
You made a deal with the devil.
Married to a murderer. So yeah, that'll be interesting to see how that all plays out, and I see it happening in the chat. I see Bonenzo and Benzo and
Bonzo
and Gonzo and everything. So let's talk about them.
Okay, they're my favorite.
They're the only good thing going on right now.
I know.
I was gonna say they're our only stable couple, but even to say that is like a stable, like air quotes, because last week he didn't have any humanity. He gets it back. And then immediately gets, like, a siren stuck in his head that's torturing him from the inside, killing him.
Can she still do this at any moment?
She's a siren. Yeah. She can tap into anyone that she wants.
Oh, she's
gotta even
go.
Through the phone.
Even through the phone.
That's how she did it.
All it took was a...
Yeah.
No, don't answer the phone anymore.
Guys, be careful. Tiana just sirened you.
I just sirened you all.
For the show.
You're welcome. So, yeah, but it was interesting to see, and like, especially her being in his head and to see how much pain she can cause and how she can literally kill you without even being in the same room as you.
I hate her.
But I really like her, though. Like, I mean, I'm not into Celine, really, but I would keep Sybil. If Sybil could somehow find her way onto the originals, I would be thrilled.
Really?
Yeah, I really like her.
Now, they're thinking about you saying that you like Sybil. It's the same way with the Cade situation over here.
Well,
right, she's evil.
Okay, fair enough. I think she's funny and she likes bacon, so
she's
like just like me.
That's because sane people like bacon. Everyone loves bacon. But it was really cute because the whole time when Bonnie's left with Enzo, Maddie Blue Eyes is there. And, you know, he's telling Bonnie, you know, he's a fighter. Enzo's a fighter. He's always fought. And I loved when Enzo woke up and was like, I don't know which one of you to kiss first. I thought that was really, really cute. Mm-hmm. And I was happy that Bonnie and Enzo...
Guys.
I mean, I thought he was going to propose to her on the spot there and be like, look, I didn't have anything to fight for until I found you, my true love. And I was, like, in tears. Guys. I'm like, this is so beautiful. Oh, my God. Just get married already.
Yeah,
we need one wedding to happen.
She does. And I just feel like she has to become a vampire because she's got to stay with him. Forever. It's true love forever.
What annoys me is that, like, I get she's being a little stubborn. When Elena died, she didn't want to turn into a vampire. That sucks. But to have Elena and her be in the same lifetime, and now that she loves Enzo, it's so obvious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She could just die, Elena come back, happy family. She gets to see Elena again.
Yeah.
Be with her true love forever. There's a solution. Done.
But I guess they needed something to make... So Bonnie wasn't such a martyr anymore, so it's more like she wanted to do this for herself, too, and not just Elena.
Yeah.
But it just annoys me that no one's ever mentioned it.
But her friendship with Elena, she loves Elena so much. They've been friends for years, so...
Remember, this was during the time of when Bonnie gave everything to all of her friends and never got that sort of love and respect back from everyone. I'm not saying that they were all bad friends to Bonnie. It was just Bonnie always was the one sacrificing herself. Bonnie has been dead. Mm-hmm. She's been alive. She's been on the other side. She's been in a prison world. She's been having magic, not having magic. So Bonnie was taking a stand and being like, this is my life and I should get to live it mm-hmm. as full as possible mm-hmm. before I have to then, you know, turn myself into a monster so that I can get my best friend back.
Yeah. Well,
as long as these guys are all friends, they're going to have to be sacrificing for each other at some point.
But that was the thing. Bonnie right. was the only one really sacrificing.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Mabry Montgomery said, Vamp Bonnie would be even more badass than she already is. Mm-hmm. I agree.
I agree with that.
It's coming. It's for sure coming.
She is my favorite character right now. I just, her and Benzo, oh no, Benzo is my favorite thing. Like, every time I see them, I'm just like, crying.
Good parts of the episode.
So happy. Yeah.
All right, so let's get to, like, the craziest part of this episode. So, Matt and Alaric are like, we're both human, and we're gonna stare deeply into each other. Did anyone else think they maybe were gonna make out? Because I totally got a vibe of like, yo, are these two dudes about to do it right now? Like, there's a lot of, like, slow pans on the eye, and mm-hmm. I was like, What's happening here?
Hey, Matt, what if we just turned gay and then moved to Vermont and took the twins, and then this would all be over? We could open up a vegan bakery or something. I mean, you know.
I mean, they were like, you know, sometimes I feel like I just want to fight back, and I don't know how. And I'm like,
it was a very, like, weird scene.
They were feeling intense.
It was really intense, but
it was intense. They needed to make out and get the tension over with.
Malaric. Up there in the
Malaric.
Chat.
Yes.
Malaric.
It was a Malaric moment. So basically, after they have their little moment of intense love stares, they decide that they're going to fight back, and they go attack Damon in a bar.
Okay. Alaric, you've been here so many times. Why is it just like now this is the time?
Because of his kids.
The kids.
But he just turned so fast.
But then back to my point from earlier tonight, Damon had no direct involvement in his children getting kidnapped, getting mm-hmm. offered to the devil, or anything. Yeah. So for me, I'm like, yes, I get it, Alaric, you're pissed off, you're mad, Damon is doing crazy things, we need to find a way to put him down for a while, but his actions coming right after the twins, I'm like, you're just looking for someone to blame, like, go get that nanny you hired. Exactly. Damon had no involvement in his children's turmoil during this mm-hmm. episode, and he's the reason that they're now free.
Yeah.
So why was that the reason why he was attacking his best friend and drinking buddy?
Even if it was selfish, he did actually save them, if anything.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that Damon shouldn't be put down, because we need to figure out, like, how to deal with him.
And then when
he
puts him down, and he's like, and this is for Tyler.
Mm-hmm. I was like, did you even care about Tyler?
Are you even friends with Tyler? Well, it was a couple episodes ago, or maybe one, when Alaric was talking to Celine, and he was like, he was one of us, and she's like, were you close with him? And I was going to be like, no.
No.
And he's like, he's one of us.
Yeah, so, and someone in the chat just corrected me that he did make the plan with Celine to summon the devil earlier, but he did that so that he could offer himself and mm-hmm. his brother,
not the twins.
Yeah. He never wanted the girls to be in this situation. But I also get it, but I love that what Alaric used, I just feel like if anyone was going to put him down, it should have been Matt.
Yeah.
Like, Matt should have been the one to be like, this is for Tyler. Mm-hmm. That makes more sense in my brain.
I agree.
It was a little weird. Mm-hmm. It just didn't make sense when he said that.
And it hurt us to watch
that.
Damon coming out of prison world, and Kai coming out, and Kai killing Joe, and wreaking havoc, and Joe being his love of his life, like, did that not make him want to kill Damon too? You know, like, he just switched so fast. I'm saying, like, indirectly, all these things happen, and eventually, and then Joe's dead.
It's
and,
like, oh, but I'm still your best friend.
Yeah.
You did this and screwed me up. So you're
like,
best
I
friend.
Might be pissed at you for a little bit, but I forgive you. And this time he's like, I'm done.
Well, it's I will over. Say, I think that maybe they were needed something to take it out on. And he, you know, he obviously we didn't see a part that Alaric texted Damon probably and was like, hey, let's meet for drinks at the grill. Mm-hmm. And Damon said yes, and then they met, because they were meeting because Alaric had asked him, and he knew that he would come meet him, because mm-hmm. they're best friends.
Right.
Yeah. So, it's interesting, but I love that what he used is something that we've seen used multiple mm-hmm. times, especially a lot over on the originals. You know, that little knife that, like, just, you know, disintegrates
you,
them and keeps them away, and that's what Klaus is stuck in right now. Spoiler alert. So it was interesting, and then just, you know, after hearing the news that Alaric will be crossing over for an episode of the originals at some point to take something over to Elijah, a magical device or whatever. Which is like, okay, maybe this is like a sign of what we're gonna see over there.
Eventually. That like other characters too, maybe?
Yeah.
Hopefully. It's like a bridge.
It's a bridge.
Over troubled water.
I don't really want to say goodbye.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting. But I mean, as we all saw in the preview for next week, Damon's he's not dead.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't even shocking at all because you know that they're immortal when they're working for Cade. So I just
Lark didn't know that.
Yeah, Lark doesn't know the deal, and Damon's laughing in his face like, I mean, I just made the best deal ever, so do whatever you want.
But
yeah.
For us though, as watchers, viewers, I'm just like, this isn't even shocking at all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I will say, I was telling Kay this before the show started, that I wasn't expecting Damon's body to, like, desiccate like that.
Desiccate, that was the word I was trying to think of.
Yeah, it's, you know, in our dictionary. We use it a lot. I was expecting, you know, him to be staked and then him to be like, and like, you know, I wasn't expecting his whole body to shut down.
Which brings out the question, how long do they actually die for? We've seen Sybil die and get back up right away. We've seen Celine's throat be slit and she's dead on the floor for a while in the kitchen. What was going on there? Was she pretending? Because she was, you know, still trying to be a part of this whole thing.
Well, it probably doesn't take that long, especially since we know Stefan has 24 hours left and he gets...
Yeah, and it's going to be a Christmas episode, so...
I'm really excited for that.
I love their Christmas
episodes. Let's get into predictions for next week. I don't know why I decided to sing it like that, but...
Because you're a siren.
Predictions!
I am a siren now. So what are you guys thinking? It's our mid-season finale next week, and it's also a Christmas theme, and we love when they do Christmas-themed shows. It's our last Christmas episode of Vampire Diaries.
I just got the chills. Gosh, that's so sad.
It's our last Christmas episode,
guys. That's really sad.
I just got the chills.
I have the chills all the time when I do this show, because I'm so excited and sad that it's over.
Oh, I don't want it to
Sam, are you crying?
Not yet, but I'm going to pull a Katie soon.
Pull a Katie.
All right, so what do we think is happening next week?
I don't know.
So in the previews, what's Stefan's, what?
So they have a holiday party. We see Damon come, you know, and Alaric's like, what the hell is going on? So I have he shows up with Sybil, too.
Yeah.
So I just have a feeling it's going to be like everyone's kind of fighting, trying to kill each other, because we do see Stefan dead, and then we see Damon, like, choking out.
What happened to Stefan?
I think...
It all happened so fast.
Yeah, who knows?
I didn't even see that he was dead until at the end. Yeah. Caroline's like, my fiance is dead, and this happened, and I was like, oh, crap.
I didn't see it either. I just heard her say that.
Yeah.
Me too.
What, speaking of Damon and Sybil, do you think they'd ever hook up?
Yes. I mean, honestly, it's just a travesty for them not to be on the show together.
Yeah, that's definitely happening.
I'm a little annoyed. I mean, I know I'm a Selena fan, but come on.
I'm annoyed it hasn't happened yet.
She's coming back.
Yeah.
I mean,
if Sybil wants it to happen, she can make it happen.
Yeah. And she's already erased Elena from his memory, so.
Replaced Elena with herself.
With herself, so that's definitely happening. All right, any other predictions?
Yes. So, I think that, let's see. I think Alaric is kind of like something's been ignited in him, and he's going to turn kind of into like more of a hunter, again, situation.
Season one.
Yeah, like what he was to start with. Like, maybe it'll come full circle.
I'm curious what's going to happen with the little girls. Like, now that their nanny's gone, now that they've seen these things happen, I just want to know what they're going to bring to the table.
Guys, tell me if I misunderstood everything that I read and heard, but I was under the impression, like, there's 10 episodes left at this point of the entire series. I thought Tyler's the only one that's really been brought back. You know, one of the older characters that we love, and then they killed him right away. I thought they were going to be, like, dribbling, like, old characters throughout this whole thing, and I'm pissed that they haven't yet.
Well, that's what they bring.
There's a ton.
Well, I do think that more people will come, but I don't think that they'll come until the second part of the season. And it might even be more towards, like, the last few episodes where we're seeing because Julie Plec did say at Comic-Con, during my interview with her, check it out on YouTube, she did say we'll see some familiar faces throughout the season.
Right. I just wanted, like,
we're only 6 episodes in. It is only a 16-episode season.
2 episodes will be halfway. So, I don't know. I just kind of wanted it sooner. So, I'm predicting more people will come back, and I hope sooner rather than later.
All right. Well, awesome. Thank you guys for tuning in. And Sam, let the people know one more time. We've got this awesome prize. So last reminder, because we're announcing a winner next Sunday at sometime between 5 and 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
You guys only have 1 week to win this, and it's pretty simple. All you have to do, go on iTunes, rate us, review us, and then you take a screenshot of it. You guys know how to do that, right? With your iPhone or any kind of smartphone, you just kind of click two sides, and then tweet it to us, and follow. Make sure you follow us if you don't, and then you'll be entered to win this. We will send it to you, and it's going to be very exciting, so please do that within the next week. Deadline, 1 week from today for next episode for the mid-season finale.
He's got a great smolder that you can just stare at all the time. He's such a
handsome, handsome man.
He really is.
That handsome devil. Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in. We'll be back next week at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for the mid-season finale of Vampire Diaries. In the meantime, where can they find you online?
You guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Jordana_Morphin.
You guys can find me at SamD43 on Twitter and Instagram, SamDavidsonEntertainment.com. And I just want to thank Luna Bee Jewelry for this beautiful necklace, and you can find them on that on Instagram.
You guys can find me on Twitter at KatieEECampbell. That's Katie with three E's Campbell. Instagram at KatieCampbell13 and YouTube.com/KatieCampbellOnline.
And make sure you check out all of the shows we do here every week. We produce over 100 shows a week for you guys free of charge. Make sure you guys give us a thumbs up on YouTube. Follow us at AfterBuzzTV. And you can follow me at the Tiana Hobson on Instagram and Twitter. And until next week, we'll see you guys soon.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.